Chapter 6. Love. Sit down here a moment, Deal, said Joe. He drew her to the chair. He sat beside her and put his arm across her shoulders. What have you been doing for the last 2 weeks, Deal? He asked. She braved it for a moment or two with an eye full of love. Then she quietly tried to say a sentence or two of General Pinckney, but at length, down went her head and out came the truth and tears. I couldn't get any students, she said, and I couldn't bear for you to give up your lessons, so I got a job ironing shirts in that big 24th Street laundry, and I think I did very well to make up both General Pinckney and Clementina, don't you think so, Joe? But a girl in the laundry set down a hot iron on my hand this afternoon. So all the way home, I made up that story about the cheese and bread. You're not angry with me, are you, Joe? And if I hadn't got the work, you mightn't have had the chance to sell your sketches to that man from Peoria.
He wasn't from Peoria, Joe slowly said.
Well, it doesn't matter where he was from. How clever you are, Joe. Kiss me, Joe. And what made you ever suspect that I wasn't giving music lessons to Clementina?
I didn't, said Joe, until tonight. And I wouldn't have, only that I sent up this cotton waste and oil from the engine room this afternoon. It was for a girl who had her hand burned with a smoothing iron. I've been firing the engine in that laundry for the last 2 weeks.
Then you didn't?
My purchaser from Peoria and General Pinckney are both creations of the same art, said Joe. But you wouldn't call it either painting or music. And then they both laughed, and Joe began, When one loves one's art, no service seems... But Delia stopped him with her hand on his lips.
No, she said, just when one loves.